1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Yeah, that means here in Georgia. That means Canada. It means Alaska, Hawaii. It don't matter where you at. Thank you for locking in. Much love and many thanks to our super producer and host in New York holding it down on the boards, Ryan Hickey. You can always lock into the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can listen live on your local affiliate. You got SiriusXM? Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I've been hanging out for an hour already. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you want to call me up, you can do so, 855-212-4227. We've already talked about a lot right before we went to break. We showed love to Bill Walton. Thank you so much to Bill Walton, his contributions to broadcasting, his contributions to the game of basketball, not just the UCLA, not just the Trailblazers, not just the Celtics, where he won two championships. None of that. Thank you just as his contributions to the world as a human being. Appreciate him, most certainly. We talked about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks. They're going to be in action in about an hour and a half. As the Dallas Mavericks are trying to get the Minnesota Timberwolves the hell up on out of here, they are one win away from sweeping their series against the Wolves and going on to the NBA Finals, where they will take on the Boston Celtics, or where they would take on the Boston Celtics. My apologies. We talked about the Celtics as well. They handled their business last night, eliminating the shorthanded Indiana Pacers, knocking them off a 105 to 102. A matter of fact, Adam Himmelsbach is going to come through and join us from the Boston Globe. He'll be here in about 20 minutes. We'll talk to him about the Celtics team, what they've been able to overcome. We got full expectations that honestly that they were going to be here. And then speaking of being here, I'm going to ask him about Kristaps Porzingis. This man has another 9 days to get healthy. You know, how are they going to reintegrate him into the office or into the offense, I should say? Is he going to start? Is he playing 20 minutes? We'll figure that out. Adam Himmelsbach, will join us from the Boston Globe in about 20 minutes. We have some NFL stuff to get into as well. Got some word on Justin Jefferson, maybe trying to take advantage of the Minnesota Vikings right now in his own contract situation. We'll explain that. Hey, Brandon Bean, general manager of the Buffalo Bills, he has an explanation about Stephon Diggs and his trade. So we'll get into that. Mike Tyson had a little bit of an issue over the weekend. It's nice to know that Mike Tyson is fine. So we got a lot to do. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'll say the phone number again. It's 855-212-4227. But before we move on, I gotta get this out the way. Last night, Major League Baseball fans had an opportunity and a chance to rejoice because one of the most controversial umpires, he gone. His name is Angel Hernandez. This man has been umpiring games since 1991. He has been ticking people off since then. It is the year 2024. And last night, we got a whole message from Major League Baseball that he done. He's gone. That he's an accepted an agreement. He will be retiring immediately. And when something like that happens, this ain't just no retirement. He said he wants to spend time with his family. They gave him a financial package. This dude he got the boot. It's as simple as that. He's one of the worst umpires that baseball has ever seen. Last year, he only worked 10 games due to injury. He had a back injury. Back in 2017, he actually sued Major League Baseball for racial discrimination because he never had an opportunity to be a crew chief for the World Series. And I mean, there's just a running list of him being destroyed by people online. And even broadcasters, take a listen to some of these calls as Angel Hernandez just sends announcers into the twilight zone with some of these. Listen to this.
Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming from May to Anderson. And it's on the outside corner, and Anderson protests. And you can understand why.
Well, it's not an official game until Angel plays a big part in it.
Angel, devil.
Boy,
that's a tough one to call. Wow.
Called strike three, and Schwarber is thrown out of the game, and he had zero issue with getting thrown out, making it very clear you've missed him inside, outside, up, and down. Kyle Schwarber thrown out after being punched out by Angel Hernandez.
That's a fair foul ball. And the Rangers catch a break there. That ball ate up Smith. And again, it's not reviewable, but it looked like it bounced right over the bag.
Well, it's a good shot of it here.
Oh, my. Look at that.
That is, without question, a fair ball.
And
that
ball landed on the line.
Shock.
Oh.
Good grief.
Uh-oh.
Can't get him.
Oh, no. No.
He was safe at
first. No. No.
Well, Angel Hernandez blew the call, and the infield being back should have cost him the game. It didn't. Right there, he's safe.
He is
does
safe.
Not have the ball.
And another blown call by Hernandez.
He sucked. That's it. I mean, there's no other way. And we get it. Umpires are human beings. This guy ticked off everybody from New York to Chicago to Dallas and every city in between. I remember at one point he was calling a game for the Chicago Cubs. Steve McMichael was singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. They gave him the microphone. He said, I'm going to have some words with the umpire. Like, that's a legendary bear who told the umpire of a baseball game, I'm going to go down onto the field and have some words with him. The Cubs had to apologize for Steve McMichael basically threatening an umpire. That's how bad he was. And this is just the reality of it. Nobody needs to know who the umpires are. We don't. Nobody needs to know who a referee is. We do not. And when you have announcers destroying you, when you have people online who hate your guts, this is terrible. I remember back in 2018, the New York Yankees were taking on the Boston Red Sox in the American League Divisional Series. The Yankees lost the game 4-3. There were five plays early on that were overturned from this man, Angel Hernandez. They reviewed five plays. They overturned four of them. Like, how embarrassing is that? This is your job to get these things right. I know a lot of times don't blame the officials, blame yourself. But this guy stunk. CeCe Sabathia, who's one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet in your life, he took him to task after the game, publicly said, I have no idea how the hell this man has a job because he shouldn't.
I do need to say this, though. I don't think Angel Hernandez should be umping playoff games. He's absolutely terrible. He's terrible behind the plate today. He's terrible at first base. It's amazing that how he's getting a job to pitch and to play in these, to umpire in these playoff games.
Is that sentiment shared by many of your
teammates? Everybody, I think.
Everybody.
I think if you go ask them on the other side, too, he's bad. I don't understand why he's doing these games.
Hickey, name another umpire. How about this? Can you name five umpires in baseball right now? Five of them?
Right now, no. But the ones I can name are just notoriously bad.
Yeah, they're just bad. Hickey, I could look at an NBA ref in the face, and there's a couple of them that I know and a little bit different. I couldn't name you five NBA refs right now. I couldn't name you five umpires in baseball. I couldn't tell you. I don't think I'd be able to tell you two NFL officials. And the ones that I do know, they're gone. Jerome Boger, and then you had Hockley. And I only know Hockley because he went out there looking like he was bench pressing weights before the game got started. The point is, nobody should know who the officials are. And when you know who they are, it's because they stink. Like, they're terrible. Like, why is Tim Donaghy one of the most famous NBA refs of all time? It's not because he was out there, you know, doing the best job. Who cares? The man was out there stealing money and gambling. Come on. Referees are supposed to be anonymous. Umpires are supposed to be anonymous. This is why Major League Baseball is looking into having robo-umps to have strike zones that are automatically generated using camera technology. Not so difficult. Major League Baseball says it's something that they're going to continue testing into next year. We might have to wait an additional season to see it, so maybe 2026. But this is why we have the technology. And so Angel Hernandez is gone. They're going to dress it up in any way that they possibly can. He says he needs to stay at home and spend more time with his family. And Major League Baseball is just like, hey, effective immediately, he's retiring. He got a financial package to leave. Well, why now? The man has been loving this. He's been doing it since he was 20 years old. He is 61. I know he had a back issue last year. This comes down to dollars and cents. Baseball said, hey, man, you suck so bad. Take some money and just leave. Like, we don't need no drama. We don't need any of this. Baseball has enough issues. Like Acuna going down with his second torn ACL and his other damn leg. Like, they got enough issues with Shohei Ohtani. And I get Hickey, he's out the woods now, right? Nobody else is stealing from him?
That we know of so far. That we know of.
Who is left to steal from Shohei Ohtani besides his wife?
Well, there you go. She agreed the next one. I mean, apparently it's not that hard to do.
Oh, you're right. Not that well.
Am I wrong?
No, I mean, well, I mean, if the interpreter stole money, then she should be able to do more than that. They're married, right?
Exactly right. You think the bank accounts are shared or she would have access to them?
I don't know about that one, Nikki.
You would think she would. You would think her access to his accounts would be easier than his interpreter.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, if the interpreter was stealing money, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say Shohei shouldn't trust his wife, but
He's just too trusting in general. Hey, that's the problem.
Man, we don't know where he found his wife. Remember, the guy doesn't go outside. He lives in Los Angeles. We've never seen him.
You're right.
Good for him. Anyway, congratulations to Angel Hernandez. Major League Baseball fans are going to have to find somebody else to pick on. Is there anybody else in line after this, Hickey? I don't know no other umpires.
No, like C.B. Buckner stinks, but like...
Yeah.
There's... Angel was 1-on-1. There's no common enemy number one now that he has left the post.
In Major League Baseball, as they typically do, they did a garbage job in communicating any factors around the officiating because they just want fans to believe and know and understand that hey, our referees and our umpires and everybody gets graded. But you never figure out why or how. You never have a full understanding as to why this man still had a job all these years later. And so he's gone. And this is why we don't need to know nobody's name. Get the umpires in here that fly in the sky and have cameras and can tell you right away whether or not a ball going towards the plate is a ball or a strike. It should not be that difficult. And the umpires can still be a part of this by just relaying the information. I mean, if everybody is so worried about the union and the loss of jobs, let's also be honest, folks. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. There are a lot of people in America who don't want to be umpires anymore, okay? Let's cut to the chase. most people start off being umpires in like the lower levels, high school and college, and then you apply for a job, you try to get into the minors, you try to get to the bigs. Like, them days are over. We got too many people who are catching abuse from somebody's overzealous parents and somebody's helicopter dad and helicopter mother. Being an umpire, being a referee, being an official, like, that's not a job that somebody wants to sign up for, especially when they're not making a lot of money. It stinks. And so I think we got an easy answer here. As technology increases and improves, which baseball already has the capability of, and we got less people who want to be umpires, I think this is a problem that solves itself. And so good riddance to Angel Hernandez. And just say hello, hopefully sooner than later, to the robotic umpires. They can't get here sooner than later. And save us some time, too. I will miss the arguing. I need Aaron Boone cursing umpires out. That part I miss. Shout outs to Lou Piniella. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Speaking of cursing people out, Joe Mazzulla is always ticked off. He's never happy. He's always looking to be angry at somebody, at least for today. Joe Mazzulla should be happy, right? His team is going to the NBA Finals the second time in 3 years. It's going to be his first time going to the finals in the big boy chair. When we come back from break, it's time to have a conversation with Adam Himmelsbach from the Boston Globe. Ask him all things about the Celtics, what the hell they're going to do for the next 9 days. And is Joe Mazzulla actually happy? And what's up with Kristaps Porzingis? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Adam Himmelsbach is going to join us. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout out to everybody tuned in, locked in coast to coast. We got about an hour before we get the Western Conference Finals started, or at least ending, potentially. The Dallas Mavericks, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Mavs are trying to finish them off and advance to the finals to take on the Boston Celtics. The Celtics did their job last night. To talk about what they've done, what they will be doing over the next 9 days, and then maybe the status of a giant man, it's time to have a conversation with Adam Himmelsbach, coming to us from the Boston Globe. Adam, how are you, man?
Great, man. How's everything going?
I'm good. I assume everybody in Celtic land is in a good mood today, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's they're in the NBA Finals, and it's actually a warm, sunny day in Boston, so double hit for people around here.
No doubt about it. Well, Adam, this is the big question. They sweep the Pacers out the building. They have 9 days off until the start of the NBA Finals next week, next Thursday. What are the current plans to keep them both healthy and active?
Yeah, the healthy part is pretty easy. You know, you're not going to have like the wear and tear like you would in a playoff series while you're doing anything, practicing, working out, whatever. But they're off today. They're off tomorrow. Last I heard, they're trying to figure out Thursday. There's a chance they'll practice Thursday, and then they'll definitely be back at it Friday. So Joe Mazzulla's definitely given them a couple days to kind of recover, you know, spend some time with your family, like the, you know, mentally recharge, that sort of thing, and then get right back to it.
Adam Himmelsbach is here with us from the Boston Globe. You mentioned Joe Mazzulla. We know this is 2 years. It feels like he's constantly under fire from the fan base and usage and what he does and what he doesn't do. Have people kind of calmed down on that over this playoff run, or are people still kind of poking him with the needles as they've continued on?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely pockets of people, pockets of fans who feels like anything short of a title, they're not going to be satisfied. There's probably people, they win a title, that say, oh, yeah, they won in six. You know, if they had a different coach than Joe, maybe they won in five, that sort of thing. But like you mentioned, people are warming up to him. I think a big thing has been hearing the players' support for him that's really increased over the years. Not just support, I guess, but belief. They're really vocal in it, the way they talk in their interviews and press conferences. You know, like, Joe had us ready for this moment. You know, this is a scenario that Joe told us was going to get here, and it did, and we knew how to handle it, that sort of thing. So I think when fans hear that, they're like, all right, if Jason Tatum's saying it, maybe this guy is actually pretty good.
Well, Adam, we know when it comes down to players receiving criticism, you have Tatum and Brown who are right there. It seems that Brown doesn't necessarily get the same amount of respect. How have the dynamics changed for this duo since they've been together? I mean, it's been years. People have said, hey, you got to move one or the other, and here they are in second finals in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, really all they've done is win for the most part. They just haven't taken the last big step. And look, it is a big step to actually win a title and not just get to the conference finals. But they've shown, you know, they can play together. They've shown they have a good working relationship. A lot of people in Boston, some people, kind of want them to be best friends. You know, why aren't they hanging out? You know, why aren't they going to dinner together after games? They just are different points in their life. You know, obviously Jason has a child. Jalen has kind of a core group of friends that he's a little more, you know, he's active at speaking at universities, and the intellectual Jalen we see. They have different things they're focused on, but they definitely have a good friendship and a good working relationship for sure, and they like each other a lot, and obviously they enjoy playing together. They have found over the years, they've kind of figured out how to do it best, and I think part of that is Tatum realizing kind of what Jalen can help him. You know, he realizes some games, you know, we saw Jalen was the MVP of this series. Some games are realizing, look, this isn't maybe my matchup. I'm going to be double teamed here and there. And I have a guy in Jalen that I can trust. And not just really Jalen. I have a guy in Drew Holiday. I have a guy in Al Horford. I have a guy in Derek White that he can really lean on if defenses are paying a lot of attention to him. And I think that's been a really key to the team's success.
Adam Himmelsbach is here with us from the Boston Globe. You talk about the personalities of Tatum and Brown, how Brown has a core group of friends, how he's an intellectual going and speaking at schools and what have you. I mean, it seems at times that this has been used against him. He was on social media a couple of days ago, you know, saying, hey, reveal your sources. Who says that I'm difficult and I'm this and that? From your interactions and seeing him, like, why does he get this rap?
Well, he's definitely a different kind of guy. You know, his personality is different. Even his vibe, you know, they've had a few wins in this playoffs that were like big time wins and players are all excited. And he's up at his press conference, really stoic and either unsatisfied, annoyed, something. It's just kind of the vibe he gives off. It's unusual compared to other players, sometimes, but he's also kind of just his own guy, and I think that's what the Celtics as a franchise appreciate about him. And he's done a good job this year, I think. He spoke about this a little last night, of filling in more of like a leadership role. They haven't had a lot of voices since Marcus Smart left. And he said, look, I took it upon myself realizing someone's going to need to speak up, and I want that someone to be me. And guys are listening to him. He's going to be 28 years old in the fall. Like, people forget. You think these guys are really young, so he's been around for a while. So he has the attention of his guys, and you know, they're willing listeners when he speaks up now.
Well, Adam, you mentioned him being a leader with no more Marcus Smart. You also talk about Drew Holiday coming in. For whatever reason, Derek White doesn't get a lot of attention. He even hit the game-winning three last night. How is the team? How are the team dynamics different? How are they playing different with no Marcus Smart there and an influx of a Drew Holiday and expanded role of White?
Yeah, and of course, we haven't mentioned Porzingis. You know, he hasn't played in the series, of course. But he's just an essential part of everything they were trying to do this year. And he's probably, Porzingis' presence changed the way they play more than anything, really. But in terms of the shift from Drew or Marcus to Drew, it's just different. Like, fans saw a lot of games last few years when it's like a tenth tight game and you expect Jason or Jalen taking shots. And there's Marcus kind of firing up a three that sometimes went in, but a lot of times didn't. Because he was kind of fearless, and he was like, all right, you know, I'm not afraid to put myself on the line here and go for it. But sometimes it didn't always go well, whereas Drew is a little more comfortable kind of filling in his role and also being ready to step in and do what they need. You know, there's games where they need him to be scored. This past series against the Pacers, you saw it a little more, him being like, all right, this is my night. I've got a good matchup here. I'm going to overpower this guy. They're going to double-team Jason. I'm going to hit this open three. But just doing it really within the flow of what the Celtics are trying to do.
Well, Adam, you talk about Porzingis. I assume with another 9 days and he's already on the line, we're going to see him in the series to what degree?
Yeah, that's kind of remains to be seen. Look, I thought he'd be back by now. The sense I got talking to people after the injuries, a lot of people thought 3 weeks was kind of the number. And we're just past 4 weeks, I believe. And people I'm speaking to around the organization now, they're very careful to say this isn't a setback. It's just how, you know, with a calf strain, it's tricky. And that's what I reported right away. A lot of people want a timeline right away. And I said, everyone I'm speaking to is saying the reason we're not getting a timeline is because they just don't know yet. This isn't a little fractured wrist where, you know, all right, in 2 weeks, this bone is going to be healed and it'll be good. It's a calf strain. You have to be careful. But there's been no setback or anything like that. He's still progressing in his recovery. It's just taking a little longer than the team initially thought. But there is a lot of confidence that he'll be back in time for the finals.
Yeah, especially for a guy 7'2", a history of leg issues all over the place. Yeah, we may see Kristaps here, and we may not see him again. He may see him here or there. So we'll eagerly anticipate what they get started, what they do next week. Game one is June 6th. Adam, if they don't win a championship, okay, what the hell happens in the offseason? Can we expect anything to happen outside of the fans being upset and angry?
Oh, man, yeah, people will be upset, that's for sure. This is, look, the pins have been lined up for them. You know, some people are getting frustrated when they hear people say, oh, what an easy run for the Celtics. Like, guess what? It has been an easy run. You know, you played three teams basically all missing their best player at one point in the series. Three teams that only got here necessarily, especially in the Pacers' case, because of injuries to opponents such as the Bucks and Knicks. It's rolled out on a red carpet for you. And look, they kind of earned it. Like, there's been years of them just having brutal playoff matchups, injuries of their own, tough you know, situations they've had to navigate. Like, they kind of earned one, but now they got to capitalize and they got to finish it off. I don't anticipate, like, you know, if they lose there being any sweeping changes. This core is under contract for the most part for years to come, and they feel great about it, and they just won 64 games. But certainly there will be some questions asked if they don't figure it out.
Yeah, and Joe Mazzulla will give us another wonderful press conference. Final question for you. When is the happiest moment that you've seen him? Like, when has he been happy? Is there anything that stands out to you?
That's a good question. He's happy at practice, really. Like, when you come down and just see him, like, working with guys and giving one-on-one instruction, like, that's kind of his roots. That's what he did when he was higher up at the Celtics. He was, like, a low-level assistant coach, like, of a developmental guy. When he has those moments where he can do that, and really kind of lock in with guys and then pull them aside afterwards and just have conversations with them, even non-basketball. How's your day going? How are things at home? That sort of thing. Like, developing those connections, having that time with his players is where he really seems to be thriving the most.
Okay. So when the media comes in, he just hates you guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically it.
Yeah,
no, Joe's a good guy. Like, we all have good relations with him away from the microphones, but there's no doubt after games, he can be pretty fiery for sure.
Without a doubt. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for taking the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the Boston Globe?
Oh, yeah, if you go to bostonglobe.com, it's all right there. Head over to the Celtics page, and you'll see plenty of work there. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam. Have a good evening, and enjoy the ride, okay?
All right, yeah, enjoy the game tonight.
No doubt about it. That, Adam Himmelsbach, joining us courtesy of the Boston Globe. The Boston Celtics, after their victory last night against the Indiana Pacers, the shorthanded Pacers with Noah Halliburton, they're back in action. Game one of the NBA Finals takes place next Thursday, June 6th. And the game that Adam refers to tonight, well, that could decide who's going to move forward in the other series, the Western Conference Finals between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Dallas Mavericks, who are going to try to sweep them out of the postseason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, talking about Joe Mazzulla, is he ever happy? Tom Thibodeau of the New York Knicks, he's been quoted as saying, "I'm not happy if I'm not miserable." And we know Tibbs has had a longer track record as a coach in the NBA. He's about twice the age, almost, of Joe Mazzulla. And he's received a lot of criticism. Heavily playing his players. Derrick Rose got hurt because of him. Luol Deng got hurt. Karl Anthony Towns hated his guts. Knicks roster got driven into the ground. Well, he has one of his players who actually went to bat for him. I'm going to tell you who did it and said it today, trying to set the record straight about Tom Thibodeau and how much he makes his players work. And then speaking of work, the NFL Players Association, they're trying to ensure that their players, the NFL players, work less in the offseason. They're trying to get rid of some of these OTAs. Is this good? Is this bad? We'll discuss it on the other side of the break.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Adam Himmelsbach from the Boston Globe for joining us in the last break. I guess everything will be great in the Celtics world if they win the championship this year. I guess. I want to take a little bit deeper of a dive into Jaylen Brown at the top of the hour. Adam had some interesting comments about him and his personality. And we all know Tatum is a number one, and then he's right there behind him. And it just, I don't know, maybe what he says and what he does just rubs people the wrong way. He's from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. No nonsense. He gets right to it. And we'll talk more about him on the other side of the break, more so at the top of the hour. You want to hit me up? You can do so, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of the Celtics, it's time to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. It's Drew Holiday. This man got it done over the weekend. He scored the final 5 points while also making a game-saving steal to win Game 3. And then he got the key offensive rebound in Game 4 to seal the win last night. He finished with 17 points and 9 rebounds as the Celtics are now going to their second finals appearance in 3 years. We got a week in change to talk about the Celtics. Let's talk to you. 855-212-4227. Dan is here from Wisconsin. Hey, Dan, how are you, man? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, I'm good, JR. Thank you. I hope you had a nice weekend. But when you were talking about umpires, you remember Jim Joyce, how he wrecked that perfect game for that Galarraga for the Tigers?
Yeah, that was like 10, 15 years ago?
It was almost 14 years ago, yeah. June 2nd, 2010.
Yeah, but that's one time.
I know, I know. Yeah. But what was funny about it is everybody saw that he made the bad call. So in the Major League, they bought Galarraga a Corvette to smooth it over. You know, that's a shame guy got before he's better.
If I were Galarraga, I'd probably sell the car because he wasn't all that good.
Yeah, probably meant more than the game, yeah. But that was just one goof crazy.
Okay, yeah, everybody's entitled to a mistake. And thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. Appreciate you. Yeah, I remember that. And I also remember Galarraga bouncing around to a bunch of teams and not being good. Not that that was going to make anything better. That probably would have been a bigger story if it were a quote-unquote name-brand pitcher at the time. As if it was a CeCe Sabathia or Verlander. You know, it would be a much bigger story. And I remember Joyce, he actually, I don't want to say he had a fit about it, but he was honest. And that's something that you don't always get from referees and officials when they make a mistake. He was honest. He's like, yeah, I missed it and I feel bad. And that was it. You never heard about it because, let's be real, Galarraga wasn't good. And if he was, we'd never hear the end of it. It wasn't a high-stakes game. I believe he was pitching for the Tigers at the time. So, big whoop-de-doo. Who cared? No, nobody. Hickey, do you remember that?
Oh, of course. That's like one of the most memorable missed calls ever.
Yeah, but do you think, could you imagine if it was like an all-star? It'd have more juice behind it.
It would. I actually think because he's... We'll say a journeyman to be nice.
A scrub.
I was thinking about using that word, but we'll just call him journeyman, but scrub is absolutely fitting. But because he wasn't an all-star, I feel like it's actually worse because like that was his only career highlight that he has. Like if it was like Justin Verlander, was one World Series, like he's one of the best pitchers ever, like you can, I guess, survive a blown call like that because you have so many other accolades you can kind of rest your laurels on. Him... That's all you have, right? You have nothing else. I know he's famous because of the missed call now, but it's like, I feel like because he's bad, that it actually hurts more than if it was a great pitcher.
I think it depends on who it is. Like, to be honest, does he care? Yeah, I'm sure he does. Does he really care? Like, if I'm him, I'm sitting around going, man, I wish I had a longer career. Man. And I'm like, because the first thing you want to do is you want to make money. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'd need to be a Major League Baseball pitcher. A perfect game? How many what have we had? 27 of them in history? Maybe, if that?
Something like that, yeah. 20. It's in the 20s. 22, 24.
How many perfect games? There we go. Yeah, 24 perfect games in Major League Baseball history. In my head, I'd be like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. It hurt for a couple days. I'd be like, man, I want some money, though. Need some bread. Need some paper. I don't know. He hasn't, I guess we can't find out because what is he doing? He's probably pitching in Korea or something now, isn't he? Probably.
He's probably too old for that.
You think?
And that was 14 years ago. How old was he 14 years ago?
20-something probably.
I wonder, is he famous enough where if we Googled his name, we could find out his age? Let's see.
Oh, come on. He played in baseball, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been
thousands. He's 42 years old right now. And he's from Venezuela. He could be playing in Venezuela right now. That's possible, right? No, you don't think so?
42? I mean, I don't think he's Bartolo Colon.
Oh, my God. He's not playing nowhere now, is he?
I would say no.
Bartolo is sitting around. What is he? He's having a beer right now this second.
I hope so. He deserves it.
He's 51 years old.
Well, he just officially retired. Was it last year?
Bartolo? I think so. A year or two ago.
So he retired officially at 50? And there's, I think it might have been the Mets, if I want to say. Last year, there was like a rumor or a push to like sign him.
No. Didn't he sign? But he signed his contract with the Mets to call it a wrap, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But I think like because they were so hurt, it may have been 2 years ago. But either way, we're talking about a 48, 49, 50-year-old guy where there was like because like you see videos, he's like throwing batting practice or something like that. Like that, you know, he's still got it. Maybe bring him in to eat up a few innings. So he was like still, I guess, in the mix. But I don't think, is it Andres Galarraga? Armando Galarraga? I don't think he's in that.
I just close it. No, Andres.
Andres, apologies. Armando Galarraga.
No. Armando. It is Armando.
Andres Galarraga, then was the other. I think he's a fielder. Bigger guy. No disrespect, but.
Oh, yeah. He played for the Braves. The Big Cat.
He played for a lot of teams, yeah. But, that's what they call him, Big Cat?
Yeah, because he had the Cheshire. Remember the cat from, what's that stupid?
Uh-oh. Oh, reference?
Yeah, it is. What's that stupid
Garfield?
Cat? Alice in Wonderland. You don't know the purple cat?
No.
He had a big smile. And so Andres Galarraga, he had a very big smile as well. And so they called him the Big Cat. No. You'd have to see the big purple cat.
Yeah, I gotta look that up here. And maybe, well, I think it's this point too far in terms of watching it, but I'll just look it up instead.
Yeah, you can. Anyway, this guy, you're right, he's done. He's cooked. Maybe he's playing baseball in Venezuela, maybe not. I will tell you this, though, and I made this reference before we went to break, and I'm going to bring it up now. Speaking of running guys into the ground, yeah, Andres Galarraga probably not playing anymore anywhere. Tom Thibodeau takes a lot of crap. The New York Knicks head coach has taken a lot of crap for his players being hurt. From, I think, a lot of people, especially more recently, who just haven't even watched the Knicks. And they automatically think that, you know, Jalen Brunson is breaking his hand and spraining his ankle because he's playing too much. And Julius Randle is hurt because he's playing too much. He popped his shoulder out of his socket. You know, he can't contain Bogdanovich. He just got to the New York Knicks. Mitchell Robinson has been hurt forever before you even know who Thibodeau was. And Tibbs just catches a lot of crap about this. And, you know, when we get to the next break, I want to talk about Tom Thibodeau and Josh Hart's defense of him. And then I also want to talk about, I think, can I defend this man, you know, Jaylen Brown? I think I can. I think. Hickey, why do you think he catches so much crap from the I don't even want to say the Celtics fans. I mean, he's defended himself about whether or not he's marketable or likable. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Do you see him in a commercial?
No. No.
I don't see him do anything. He's not on, you know, he's never one of these guys that gets the fashion walk. I don't know what he wears. I mean, when he talks to the media after the games, he's nothing exciting. He sounds grumpy.
Maybe that's like maybe because he's so quiet. Although I'd argue even Jason Tatum is more quiet. Like you don't get a sense like you know him at all. And I do feel like in this day and age, especially like people hate if they don't really know who you are as soon as things go wrong. Right? Maybe, I don't know. I'm just maybe that's just trying to you know get too deep and. Trying to wade into waters of psychology that I don't belong in, but I don't know. Trouble dribbling left, right? We all know that, but like I don't know what else there is in terms of the hate that he gets for a great player that he is.
So Jaylen Brown is the reverse Caitlin Clark. Am I safe to say that? Right, he is, right?
It's fair.
When it comes to the media, and at least for her. I haven't heard anything bad about her in like 3 days, so that's a record in and of itself.
She's doing something right, or at least staying out of the news.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, You want to know who spoke over the weekend, Hickey, on a Friday? You know, you want to know who spoke?
Just like we said, right?
Harrison Bucker, yep.
Chiefs are no dummies. Yeah, they know PR 101.
I think he did it somewhere else. But the conversation that he had where he said, I have no regrets, I know for sure it took place on Friday. And it did what it did. He said it, he responded, and people are like, I'm on vacation. Who cares about Harrison Bucker? So, yeah, smart move by him after his teammates say, yeah, we like the guy. We don't agree with him, but, yeah, he can think what he wants to. As long as he's kicking that ball through the uprights, that nobody is going to give a damn. Let's just put it that way. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we are trying to dispel all types of rumors and negativity. We're going to talk about Jaylen Brown on the other side of the break. Why don't people like him? We're going to learn about Tom Thibodeau on the other side of the break. You know, what does Josh Hart think about people not liking him? We'll have that conversation. And then we'll talk about a man that a lot of people liked, Bill Walton. His former broadcast partner, Roxy Bernstein, joins us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.